Okay, today is Daf Tamach Zayin. We're on Tamach Zayin. We're up to the Gemara. Today's share is sponsored by Akiva and Huva Silver, Ilu Nishmat, Gittel, Bas, Yisrael Moshe, Shama Shav and Aliyah. Now, today's Daf is, without a doubt, the hardest Daf of the Sefer Zevachim to date. No question about it. You don't need me to say it. I know people don't like when I say it because it gets them all depressed. The Tzvi Yisrael says it himself. We'll get to that later. Before we get to that, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. Before we get to that, we're not going to get to that until the bottom of the page. But before we get to that, it's not easy either. Before we get to that, the question is, there was a machlokas whether, if it appears on the Mishnah of Tamach Vav Amud Beis, about the fourth line of the Mishnah, it says like this, Olat Ha'Of, which is supposed to be done above the red line, She'asasa lemata, he did it below, kimaisa chatas, like a chatas, l'shem chatas, intending it to be a chatas, Rabbi Eliezer omer molenba, Rabbi Yeshua omer ein molenba. The reason why Rabbi Yeshua says ein molenba is because he's going to say it transforms into a chatas. There is no me'ilah by a chatas, as we said yesterday. A burned chatas is the only carpet in the world that nothing goes on the contribute question. Nothing goes on the mizbeah. There's blood sprinkled, blood squeezed, that's it. There is no me'ilah. Because once you've done those procedures, you're allowed to eat it. Says of Yeshua, therefore there's no me'ilah. Therefore there's no me'ilah. Okay? Rabbi Eliezer has a whole kavachom where there should be me'ilah, as the machlokas that they have. And in the Mishnah, they go back and forth arguing with each other. Now we start off Tanya, there's a brisa that's going to continue the arguing back and forth. Okay? That's the background. That's what Yeshua says. There is no me'ilah. Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, there is yes me'ilah. Again, what's the case? The case is, it's an ola that he did below the red line with all the chazas intention. Says to Yeshua, what kind of me'ilah is that? It turns into a chazas. And we're going to, that, I told you the punchline. The back and forth, Rashi even told us, Yeshua, all the Yeshua discussed, like, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua just tell him? That's what I hold. Instead of arguing within the mistaken belief of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua gives him an answer back. So finally he tells him, well, that's what I hold. So we'll see in the Gemara. Ein Molenba means there can be, there's no Me'ilah. Me'ilah means, okay, one second, I'm going to pause it. Okay. So let's go to the Braita that says, the Gemara, Tanya. A Braita is going to flesh out the arguments between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer again. Tanya. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer le Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, Asham, in Asham. Why he picks an Asham, nobody knows the answer to that question. Why was an Asham picked? It could be any country. Asham sheshachatu b'tzafon, in Asham that shechted in the tzafon, in the right place, l'shem shlamim, for the purposes of a shlamim, yochiach will prove that I'm right. That what? That there should be me'ilah. Why? Sheshina es shemo, you've changed the name, you've called it, it wasn't Asham, it's supposed to be an Asham. You had in mind to make it into a shlamim. Umal and bo, and now you can be over me'ilah if you use it. You go take this now and you go, I don't know, you go misuse it in some way. Right? Now, v'af ata al titama al ha'ola. Don't be so shocked. Don't be so surprised about a bird ola. Sha'af al pishashina eshemo, even though you've changed its name from an ola to a chatas, sheyimalva, that you've done me'il on it. Don't be so shocked by that. Not such a big kasha. Okay? Now, this is the exact same taina that the Mishnah mentioned. The exact same taina. And in the Mishnah, we gave one answer. What answer did we give? We said, what kind of taina is that? There's still me'ilah on the stuff you're not allowed to eat. But what you are allowed to eat, there is no me'ilah. You bring it back to be a riot to birth? Now we're not going to give that answer. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, he says, no, low. Ima marta ba'asham. You're telling me about an asham. Shim shina et shemo. You've changed the name. True. However, Lo Shida et Makoma.
You haven't changed the place. You're still shechting it in the proper place, which is where? The north. Tomar ba'ola? You're trying to bring a raya that the ola should become ne'ila? Sheshina es shemo, where you've changed the name? Vishina es makomo, and you've also changed the location, the wrong name, it's the wrong location? In other words, it transforms into a chata. Right? Amalo Rebbe Eliezer, fine. You want me to give you a case where you changed everything? I'll give you a case like that. It'll still be right. Why? Asham sheshachatu bedarom. Let's say you take it, Asham. You checked it in the dar. It's the wrong place. L'shem shlamim. With the intent of it being a shlamim. Yochiach. That'll prove him right. Why? Sheshina eshemo. You've made it to the wrong carbon. Sheshina eshemokomo. You've changed the place also. And umolinbo. You're also going to be over me'ila. Af ata al tatama ala ola. Don't be so shocked that an ola, burn ola, af al fish, shina shemo, shina smakomo, mole and bo. You change the name, you change the plate, it's still me'ila. Amalo Rebbe Yehoshua, lo. Again, you're wrong. Ima marta ba'asham, fayin asham, shina shemo, shina smakomo, lo shina smaito. Still didn't change the maitin. He still did it, he still did the procedures, the nuances of an asham. Tomar ba'ola, l'bayin ola over here, by our case, shina eshema, you changed its name, you called it a chata, v'shmeh es maseha, and you've done the actions of a chata, and v'shina es makoma, and you've also done it in the wrong place. And Rabbi Eliezer doesn't answer back. You know why? Because nothing to say. Amar Rava, says Rava, the name Malay, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer answer back? Asham sheshachatu bidarom, in Asham, that's in the wrong place, l'shem shlamim, with the wrong carbon, v'shinu bailim, for the wrong people, meaning, and everything's no good. Nevertheless, sheshina eshemo, v'shina eshmekomo, v'shina eshmaisav. Why didn't Eliezer answer that back? Why didn't he answer that back? So fine. Telling me that by the birds, we're changing the name, we're changing the place, and we're changing the meisim. I'll give you a case for Asham. We change the name, the wrong vowel, we change the place, we change the look, we change the procedure, and you're still going to be over me'ila. Yesterday we answered because the reason why you're over me'ila is because of Asham, which is kachim kachim, some you can eat, some you can't eat. That's what we said in the Mishnah yesterday. The Gemara doesn't hear that answer now. But says Rava, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer answer that question? From the fact that he didn't ask that question, midaloka amarle. From the fact that he didn't ask that question, hachi shmamina, nachis Rabbi Eliezer l'tamei to Rabbi Yehoshua. It's obvious that Rabbi Eliezer is finally clear in Rabbi Eliezer what Rabbi Yehoshua really held. He finally caught what Rabbi Yehoshua really held. He didn't realize what Rabbi Yehoshua had held him. He didn't realize what Rabbi Yehoshua was holding. So he kept asking on and on and on. Finally, when Yeshua gave his answer, like, now I realize what he's talking about. Now I don't have any more questions. I didn't say the Shita. What's his Shita? The Omer of Adda Bar Abba. Omer Hoya Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua used to say, Yeshua said, Ola Ta'o, right? And Ola Ta'o, Asa Salamata, that's done below the red line, in the wrong place, Kimai Sechata, with the procedures of a Chata, L'Shem Chata, right? With the intent of being a chatas, kivon shemalak ba simon echad. Once you've done one simon, which is the simon for a chatas, all you need for a chatas, so you have in mind it's a chatas, it's the correct location of a chatas. Once you've done one simon, nimsheches v'nasa chatas, it draws and it turns into a chatas ha'ol. It turns into a chatas ha'ol. I keep hocking him, but so what? It should still be me'ila. It should still be me'ila. And his answer back is, it's not me'ila because it's not an ola anymore. It became a chata. It's not an ola. I kept thinking, if I pointed to me, it's still an ola. So if it's still an ola, it smells like a chata, it looks like a chata, so what? It's still an ola. Therefore, I hold it me'ila. I finally chop. Rabbi Yeshua holds, no, it's not an ola anymore. And Tosas points out, we said this yesterday also, this is the only by birds you can do this. That there could be a transformation of one old carbon to another. That's going to be fleshed out further in the Gemara that we're going to have in Kinim by the bird chatas and ola. They were very makel. They allowed the halacha was you could the most common time that birds were brought was when a woman had a baby. Every time a woman had a baby, she had to bring a chatas and an ola. So what they would do is, they would put two birds. One goes above the red line, one goes below it. Whichever one the Kohen wanted to do, it's no problem. It's not designated, it's not intended. It's all that makes no difference. Why? They were very makeup by birds. It could be Brera, they'll retroactively, whichever one the Kohen does, that's the one I wanted to be on top, above the red line, and that's the one I wanted below the red line. Nobody minded. So that's why this idea is even possible by birth. It's impossible by an animal. I brought a chata. They made a mistake and they did everything. So it becomes a shlamim, that's impossible. It can become a shlamim. Only by birth is it even shy. That's a big chiddush. And says Rava, that's why Rabbi Eliezer stopped talking to Rabbi Yeshua. Because he finally realized what a shita was. Shita was, it transformed. If it transformed, that's what I say. You hold a transform, then of course there's no me'ila. I don't know like that. I don't know, like that. I hold doesn't transform. Therefore, there's still Me'ila. Right, so we said that's what came yesterday. Can you do that? That's a machloka. Ayyote. Now, the Gemara is going to ask a very similar question. The question is going to be, would Rabbi Yoshua hold the reverse? What if you took a chasas bird, did it above the red line, with the intention of being an Ola. Shame Ola, with the procedures of an Ola, with the kavanas of an Ola, would that work? What? Why wouldn't it work? So we see it's not going to work because a chata has to be a shema. No. So once you have the wrong machshava, then once you separate one of the simanim with the wrong machshava, it's ruined. So how could Shasta, the second, how could do Malika on the second one revive it? Can't shot. It's done away. It's no good. That's a quirk because chassid has that required. Of l'shma. So therefore, it's not going to work. That's the Gemara says that. Ihachi, if that's true, chassid's a oaf nami. Chassid's a oaf, same story. Sha'asid's a lamaila. You did it above the red line. Kemaisa ola. With the maisim of an ola. So mechim olas pas simon echad. When you've done one simon, everything's then being held in abeyance. What's going to be now? Is he going to continue the second simon? So Timashek Bitaheve, Ola to O. Right? Let it be an Ola to O. If the Ola can transform into a Chata, why can't the Chata transform into an Ola? Vikite Mahachanami, and maybe you want to tell me it's true Chata. It does, he does hold like that. The answer is he doesn't. Why? Vamar Yochanan Mishum Rav Bina. Rav Yochanan said in the name of Rav, Kachi Hata Shel Mishnah. This is the formulation of this Mishnah. In other words, they only argue by Ola to O turning into a Chata, not a Chata into an Ola. Okay? This is the formulation. My lab, doesn't that mean Kachi Hata Besulo? This is the formulation of the Machlokas and nothing else. But no, Kachi Hata Shel Kula Mishnah. What he meant to say is, this is the establishment of the Mishnah, but not necessarily true that the reverse case is not also a machloket. So the Gemara says, Ravashi Amar, no. So according to the first version, according to the first Manda Amar here, the synonymous Manda Amar, no, whatever, it could be that they argue in the same case as well. They argue in the reverse case also. They argue in the reverse case. Just like it works the other way, it works up also. That the Ola, the Chazas will transform into an Ola. Right. The Ila would be now, I'm going to use it to play cricket. It's supposed to burn it above, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go play with it. You're not allowed to play with it. You're not allowed to eat it either. What? But you're allowed to eat part of a chata. So how can it be an Ila if you can eat it? You're asking me, can I do something besides eating it? I don't know. I said to you, I don't know. You probably can't do something that's a bazillion. And putting aside a bazillion question, yes. Yes. Exactly. I have to go on the bath and get burnt. Exactly. So he would say there's me'il. No, he would say there, it transforms exactly. Or maybe he would say, no, not, I don't know about that. Can it transform? What I asked the Medila. Can it transform? Okay? So, Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says, no. Absolutely not. Fish, loma, olata'ov makes sense. That what? That it transforms into a chata. Why does that make sense? Sha'asa, lamata, kamaisa, chata. It makes sense that below the red line, it turns into a chata. l'shem chata. Why? Kiven daha hechshera b'simen echad. Right? Since one simen is good enough, v'ha hechshera b'shnei simanim. What does that mean? And all of the ov requires two simanim. There's no such thing as an olas ha'ov below the red line. Therefore, kivon demalak basiman echad, since you've only done one, nimsheches benazis chatas ha'ov. Okay? It becomes a chance to do a chatas, like we said all along. Oh, wait a minute. El chatas ha'ov, but a chatas ha'ov, kivon de amar mar. Since we said, malika b'chol makom k'sheira, malika can be anywhere. So, once you've done one simin with the intent that it's really an ola, apsala, you've ruined it. You've passeled it. Why'd you passel it? Because you're doing the procedures of a chatas, l'shem ola. That doesn't work. That passels it. Therefore, kihadar malak be'idach simin, when you now go ahead and do the second simin, l'shem ola, heichi mamshacha, how could that work? Bahave olas ha'ov. How could that work? And can it make it into an olas ha'ov? Impossible. Impossible. Why? Because that chad is a special requirement of lishma. So when you're shechting doing one simon for not lishma, you've ruined the bird. You've ruined it. You can't transform a chadat into an ola. Yeah, we're trying. Why can't you do that? An ola can be transformed into a chata. You can't transform a chata into an ola. Why not? Because a chata has to be lishma, and a chata requires one simon. The ola requires two simon. So what happened over here? You did it in the wrong place. Now, the wrong place, it doesn't make a difference, because you can do malika anywhere. So what's the problem? The problem is your machshava. You have in mind an ola. Once you have that in mind, you've ruined this chata's birth. Why? Because chata's birth has to be lishma. Olas do not have to be lishma. Chazas have to be lishma. So you have in mind for something, for the wrong thing. Once you've done malika with the wrong thing, it's over. Now you're going to do the second simon, l'shem ola. But it's already nothing. It's already garbage. For an ola. So it's not a chazas. It's not lishma. It's ruined. You can't do that. You can't do that. Exactly. You can't get the first base. You can't get the second base. Therefore, it doesn't work. So we're left with that's how Rashi holds. Therefore, we're left with it only works below. To change a chas into an ola, that change an ola into a chas, that you can do. That you can do. Right? According to Yeshua. That you can do. Right? Right. It gets messed up and that's it. That's it. Right. We're not going to. Right. Right, that's it. It's blown. It's over. It's over. We're not going to revisit that question. Now we're going to only deal with the first question. First question was, Rabbi Yehoshua said, again, you got to know this, Rabbi Yehoshua said, if you have an ola that you do below the red line, with all the proper intent, with the idea of being a chata, with all the procedures, machshavas, everything, it becomes a chata, and therefore, there's no me'ila. Okay? Got that? So far, good. Excellent. Kufa. Amar, what? I don't know. Gufa, Amr Vazir Rav, Amr Ahar Yeshua, Ola to Oaf and Ola to Oaf, Sh'ata Lamata, Kimai to Chata, L'Shein Chata, Kivan Shemalak, Basim, and Echad, and Shekhas, and Echad, Chata to Oaf. It becomes a Chata to Oaf. You ready? Here we go. Tashma. We're going to bring a Kasha on this from a Mishnah in Kenan. What is Kenan? Kenan is about every time a woman had a baby, she had to bring a chatas and an ola. That's the halakha one. Birth. Okay? The ola goes above the red line, the chatas goes below the red line. Okay? Now, in this case, there were two women, Rachel and Leah. Okay? And they both had babies. Somehow, we don't know why, it doesn't make a difference why, somehow, one of them already brought her chata, and one of them already brought her ola. Okay? So one has to bring the chata, and one has to bring an ola. So there are shtei nashim. That's gezuntayis. Two women. One chayev achatas. One chayev an ola. Okay? Chat. What? Yeah, but they each one brought one already. Why did they do that? I don't know. When did they do that? I don't know. Rachel has to bring a chatas. Leah has to bring an ola. Says the Gemara. Chatas lazu. Ola lazu. They bring it to the Kohen. The Kohen doesn't know what to do with these two birds. So what does he do? Ba'asa shtehen lamayla. He does them both above the red line. By accident, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. One of them is good. Right? One of them is good. What? Whichever one was the ola. Shtehen lamata. They did it both below the red line. Mechza kasher. Mechza pasul. Again, one's good, one's no good. Achas lamayla, the achas lamata, one above and one below, shtehen psulos. They're both no good. Why are they both no good? Because it's a suffix which one was supposed to be above and which one was supposed to be below. It's a 50-50 chance. 50-50 chance. It's a suffix doraisa. We have to be machmir. What? Right. What do you mean? They still have to be designated for Rachel. They still have to be for Rachel and Leah. Shani Omer? Exactly. Exactly. Because for Lamaisa, I did two chasas. One of them needed a chasas. So it's good. Who look at the Mishnah says? Shani Omer, because I say, chasas crave a Lamaila. The chasas was brought above the red line. No good. And Ola crave a Lamata. The Ola was done below the red line. Also no good. The Mishnah says it's no good. That's the kasha. According to Yeshua, why is it no good? The ola transforms into a chata. Right? Na nihi nami. The ola krevo lamata. True. Did an ola below the red line. Ti mashech. Let it transform. Vitiheve chata sa'o. Let it become a chata sa'o. Why not? What? Right. So for the one that works, let it work for her. One of them needs a chatas. One of them needs a chatas. So let her get it. We're saying none of them get anything. Why? Because of machmir. So something. What do you mean? The one who needs a chatas should at least get her chatas. Why? Because it transforms. We're saying the one above the red line was for the wrong woman. The one below is for the wrong woman. But we don't know. What do you mean? Let it transform. It should work. For the one who needs a chatas, it should work. Why doesn't it work? Kasha, why according to Yeshua, it should work. So the Gemara answers, "Hey, my the armor of Yeshua. Why did Yeshua say his din? That what? That it can transform. That's only b'chad gavra. That's only by one person. But b'tray gavra by two people. Me Amar. He never said it by two people. What's the difference between two people and one person? Right?" Okay. You got that question? And that's the answer. Next. Toshma. Now, the Gemara is going to ask a question from the third parak of Maseches Kinim, Mishnah Dalet. That was Mishnah Gimel. Now we're doing Mishnah Dalet. Okay? I want to read you what the Tzvaris Yisrael says. The Tzvaris Yisrael says about this Mishnah, about Mishnah Dalet Hay and Vov of Maseches Kinim. Listen to this line. Amar HaMachaber. Mikan. From here. From Mishnah Dalet. And Mishnah Hay, and Mishnah Vav. Ad, Sof HaPerek, those three Mishnayis, Yesh Shalosh Mishnayis, Shehen Mishnayis, Hayoser, Chamuros, Bechol, Shisha, Sidrei Mishnah. These are the hardest Mishnayis in Shas. Okay, I didn't say it, the Tzvaris Yisrael said it. They're the hardest Mishnayis in Shas. By the way, he's right. I have a chart over here. I wrote a whole chart last night. It took me 2 hours, and I must have been 5 hours. I don't understand it. But we'll do it together. We'll try our best. And he says, "V'rabu behem apirushim, a lot of pirushim, v'inyan ba'atzma v'amok v'chachmat hachesman v'kalilia." We need a lot of cheshbonos to figure this out. I don't know what this means. V'nikra bilshonam parmitzin. Some Yiddish word. I don't know what that means. Anyway, this is not easy. It starts off easy, and then it just gets harder and harder and harder. We're going to ask another kasha on Rabbi Yeshua. What's the kasha? It's a similar kasha. The kasha is going to be, that we're going to have a case now where a woman is going to bring a crazy amount of birds, and we're going to passel some, we're not going to passel others, and some, the Kohen made a mistake, above, below, right? And the question is going to be, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, some of them should work. Why? Because the olives transform into chatzitzes. So why don't they? It's the same question. Just the cases are very, very difficult. But the punchline, the same question. Why don't we say that the chatzitzes, that the olives transform into chatzitzes, and therefore, not every, there should be some more that are still going to be good? The answer is going to be, tomorrow, the Gemara is going to answer, Rabbi Yeshua said that they transform only for purposes that there's no mi'ilah. They don't transform for any other purpose. So to be not be over me'ila, that they transform. Does a woman who had a baby get her karbanos? No. What? No, but it's ola. So does it transform? So we said, one second, does it transform? Does an ola transform into a chatos? For purposes of, so there's no me'ila. You get your check mark for bringing the chatos? That you don't get. That's what we're going to say. It only transforms if there's no me'ila. If you go play something with it, if you go play with it, you don't get me'ilah. You eat it, you don't get me'ilah. So that's what he meant. See, that's exactly what he meant. Ain't molin bo, there's no me'ilah. You get a check mark for bringing that carbon? No, you don't. But there's no me'ilah. That's what we're going to take tomorrow. That's all he said. He wasn't talking, because why happened, according to him, the Mishnah that we're going to about to say, the woman, some of these carbonas should pass the grave. Why don't they? The answer is because we're not talking about whether or not Kabbalah passed the grade. We're talking about Me'ilah. Me'ilah is no Me'ilah. So do the Kabbalah count? No, they don't count. That's what we're going to say tomorrow. But there's only one question. See, the Gemara gave a different answer of one Gavra as opposed to two Gavra. That's what the Gemara asked. Is the Mishnah Me'ilah, a Mishnah Kenan. So the Gemara says, no, for one person, not for two. But now that we're going to give that answer, can we go back and say the same answer over here? Maybe. Now we're going to have another try. We only had one Kasha on him so far. His second Kasha. Ready? The first case is like this. A woman had a baby. So she said to herself, I know that I have to bring a chata and an ola. But I'm so excited that I had a baby, that I'm going to be menadev, I'm going to promise to bring another pair of ola. So she shows up to the base, I make this with four birds. Three above the red line, because there are three olas. One below the red line, because it's a chata. Now, when Rashi says, when the Kohen sees four birds, he thinks to himself, first he says, they're mazel tov, they're a baby, mazel tov. Why are you bringing two? Yeah, twins? She said, I didn't have twins, so why are you bringing two? So the Kohen must think to himself, she must have been a zava while she was pregnant. Must have been. And therefore, she's bringing four birds. One pair for the baby, and one pair for the zava. So what does the Kohen do? He does two above and two below. Okay? You got that? What should the halacha be if he's in two above and two below? What? One second, some are good. One pair that's good. Another ola that's good. So what does she have to do? She has to bring one more ola. One more ola. That's easy. Right? That's a separate question if the coin pays for it. Okay, I'm sorry. The case I told you is the wrong case. That's the wrong case. Wrong case. We're going to get to that one. We're going to get to that one. Before we get to that one, ready? Two women, Rachel and Leah, show up. Okay? Rachel has to bring a chatas and an ola. I'm sorry. Yes. Each one of them has to bring a chatas and an ola, because each one had a baby. Now, for some reason, Rachel has to bring another ola, Leah has to bring another chatas. Okay? So they show up with six birds. Three of them are olas, and three of them are chatas. Okay? You got that? The two pairs are no dispute. Two olas above, two chatas below. Another ola above and another chatas below. Right? Because that's not a pair. Okay? So, two women. Each one has to bring three birds. One has to bring an ola and a chatas, and an ola. The other one has to bring an ola and a chatas, and a chatas. So far, so good? Okay? Now, lechata, okay, tashma, chatas v'ola, the first pair they tell the Kohen, okay, one of these is a chatas, one of these is an ola. V'stuma, the next pair, they don't say anything, they're stuma, they're quiet, and v'mifo'reshet, the third pair, they say explicitly, one's for a chatas, one's for an ola, but they don't tell them for which woman. What do we? Because the Kohen didn't say. The Kohen didn't say. Okay? Okay? Now, we have two chatases and two olas that are explicit. One chatas and one ola, they didn't say a word. Okay? Good? Now, v'asu kulan l'mayla. For some reason, the Kohen does every single one above the red line. Why did that? I don't know. Okay? Got that? Mechsa kasher, mechsa pasa. All the olos are good. All the chatasit are no good. Make sense? That makes perfect sense. That's not hard. Right? He did all of them above. Three, only two are supposed to be above. So the other three are no good. Mechsa kasher, mechsa pasal. Kulon lamasa, if you did all six below, again, mechsa kasher, mechsa pasal. Chetzin lamayla, the chetzin lamasa. What if he did half above and half below, which is what's supposed to be? However, four of them were specifically told where they're supposed to be. So those four are no good. Why? Because we don't know which four he did. And a kasher elastuma. Only one that's good is the stuma. Why? Because that's the only one that will allow the Kohen to make up his mind. That the Kohen can decide. Why could the Kohen decide? Because we said by birds, the Kohen even no one said anything. No one said anything. The Kohen can do what he wants. And the mitzchalekes beinehem. And they'll have to decide among themselves which one they're doing. But one woman will say, okay, that's my chat, that's your ola, or vice versa. Exactly, exactly, which is what they used to do. Right, exactly. So in a normal case, a woman has a baby, she'll just make it unspecified, and then the Kohen will do fine. If you bring in other olas, and you bring in, then you make it complicated, you better tell him, because he's not going to know. Okay? Fine. Now, same exact question. The Elu Mifurashim, low. And what about the Mifurashim? The specific ones. Why not? Am I? Why not? Mihi nami de ola kreva lamata. The ola is brought below the red line. Ti mashech lachata sa'o. It should transform into a chata sa'o. Why not? Why does it transform into a chata sa'o? Same exact kasha. The answer is going to be tomorrow. It doesn't transform because it only transforms for the Elu purposes, not for carbon purposes. Not to get your carbon. What? So the Kohen says, whatever ones are done below the lines, every kabbonah, these should be bechatas. He did all six. So the problem is, one of them should be good at least. Why? Because the ola transforms into bechatas. Why not? Now, you want to tell me that this is a Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehoshua argues on the Mishnah? This Mishnah doesn't have to be like Rabbi Yehoshua. This could argue, who said it has to be like Rabbi Yehoshua? B'chi tema had lo k'Rabbi Yehoshua? You want to tell me this is not like Yeshua? Well, me matzah zamar tahachi. It's impossible to say this is not like Yeshua. Why is it impossible? Now we're going to have seven cases, each one harder than the next. Seven cases, and we're going to say it's all Rabbi Yeshua because Yeshua is going to be the ending of the seven cases, which means that all the homosexual kingdom is Rabbi Yeshua. So how can you tell me it's not like Yeshua? That's going to be the kasha. Case number one is the case I told you before. Tashma, Isha Sha'amra Harelai im Eilei Zachar. Yol de Zachar, maybe Shtei Kinim. If I have a boy, I will bring, besides the Chatas and Ola, I have to bring, I'll bring another pair of Olas. I'm so excited. Achas l'Nadara, Achas l'Chol Basa.
one pair is going to be for my chov, and one pair is going to be for my nedava. The problem is, there's no such thing as a chatas nedava. So what is it? All three of them now are olas. One's a chatas. Nasna l'kohen, she gives it to the kohen. Hakohen tzarech lasos shlosha l'mayla v'achas l'mata. He's supposed to do three above, one below. Lo asas akein. He didn't do that. Why didn't he do that? So I said, Rashi said, because he thought, why should she come with four birds? It must be a zav. She must be a zav also. Why should she come with four birds? So what did he do? Ella, asa shtayim l'mayla, shtayim l'mata. He did two above and two below. Below nimlach. And he never verified what to do. So what's the din in that case? Tzricha shetavi od prey d'achat. She has to be one more bird. Why? Why one more bird? Because only one. No, she has to be one more ola. She has to be one more ola. Mimin echad, from one min. In other words, she brought all four birds. You could bring a bird from a tar or a b'nei yona. All four were from a tar or a b'nei yona. What if she brought from two minim? Now, the halacha is, you can't, right, but you can't bring one pair, one set, from two different minim. You're not allowed to do that. So if you bring, so now what now, let's get this out. She brought four birds, two and two. Two were from one min, two from another min. She didn't tell the coin anything. We'll stop here. We'll up to case number two. Case number two is going to be what happens if it's two minim. And all this is to get to the question that you see that Kinim is a point of Yeshua. So according to Yeshua, why won't this work? And the answer is going to be, because it only works for Me'ila, it doesn't work for Korbanos. Okay? We'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow.